Simply the word gentrification is enough to spark heated debate, especially in a city as steeped in history and as fiercely loyal to its neighborhoods as New Orleans. But today we're going to learn about a group that's addressing the issue in a very unique way. Right now, I'd like to welcome in Jeremy Guyton, Youth Program Director for Dancing Grounds. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, just tell us, what is the Dance for Social Change?
Yeah, so Dance for Social Change, there's three parts to it. The main part is a festival, an annual festival in March that's always centered around a social justice issue that is impacting our city. A major part of that festival is organized by our teen dance company, DG Uprising, and they choose a theme each year. So they're actually the ones that decided to focus on gentrification and displacement this year specifically.
So you said it's a three-part program. What are the other?
Yeah, so we have our DG Uprising, which is our teen company, the Dance for Social Change Festival, which happens each year in March, and then next year, the third part, our Dance for Social Change Teen Summer Institute will finally launch, and that'll be the final part of the trifecta.
Explain why you think this was an important issue this year for them.
First off, they're noticing the changes in their community. They're noticing that Jeans Po' Boys just went up for $5 million. They're noticing that the beauty supply store right across the street, they tripled their rent and they're closing down. They're noticing in their neighborhoods, they have family members that have still not returned to the city since Katrina. For many of them, they were born, you know, either right before or during the storm. And so, you know, they spent the early part of their lives elsewhere. And so for them, they're noticing the changes in their city. They're noticing the shifts. They're noticing how their family has been affected. And so I think all of those factors really, they feel that now is the time for them to speak out and put forth a statement on what's happening and what's changing in New Orleans.
Right now, I'd like to welcome in 16-year-old Akilah Sabreen, who's a participant in the Dancing Grounds program. Welcome, Akilah.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell us a little bit about why you guys decided that gentrification and displacement were important things to address this year.
Well, at first we had a few options, and we basically just went through, one of our topics was love and family, and we figured that everybody really knows what love and family is, pretty much, except for a few people that aren't so fortunate. But the one that really touched people and had us talking and thinking about what we wanted to do and what we wanted to say was gentrification. So we decided to go with the one that spoke the most to all of us. And also, we want to bring awareness to people who don't know about it. And there are quite a few people who don't really understand what gentrification is, like such as redlining, different things like that. People don't know what it is or what it can do, how it affects people. So we want to bring awareness to that.
Now, is this something you've seen in your own neighborhood?
Absolutely. Actually, my family, we renovate houses all the time. But I feel like gentrifiers are looked at in a bad way most of the time. When some people, they may have ill intentions, but my family, we focus on helping people. So it's not necessarily moving people up and out, but we're trying to get people back in. I think that's something that also isn't discussed very much when people talk about gentrification.
So you guys are producing a performance to address this issue. I'm curious, how does the issue of gentrification and displacement become portrayed through dance?
Well, we started out writing things, and we pick words like such as moving, and we take a certain movement that is kind of suggestive towards up and out. So we'll take the words from poetry or just random writing and put it into dance moves. So that's another way we can portray what gentrification is and what it does through dance.
That was Jeremy Guyton and Akilah Sabreen talking about the upcoming Dance for Social Change. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. Thank you.
In New Orleans, I'm Brian Friedman.